I long for the day when you'd love to call me back. It used to be that way. Hi there! This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. Very much so. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I love you. Because I think you're cute. Because I want you back. I watched a video today about a gentleman that the United States government has had in custody for a year now. He is an Iranian doctor. And no trial. No communications. You know, because we don't live in a free country. And I found it interesting because it was on January 20th of this year. I did a video called A Christian Perspective on the U.S. Detention of Iran's Press TV journalist Marsariya Hashemi. And because of this other thing that's happening, which actually predates this, started before this, I watched the a discussion of the event, and then I watched the video that I did. And again, I thought the content, I was kind of like, wow, I said that. That was impressive. Because it's overtly Christian. And I believe it shows grace. Which I think is something kind of important. But one of the things, because what I watched was Marsariya Hashemi does a program for Press TV called The Debate. And this time, instead of being one of the moderators, she was one of the debaters, and it wasn't really a debate per se, because she was the one that was held in the United States. Again, no charges pressed. She was considered a material witness, was not treated with respect, but because she had the power of Press TV behind her, after a few weeks of mistreatment, she was released and went back to Iran. She is a U.S. citizen. But the thing that she said at the close was the United States has to be pressured into doing what is right. And I found that fascinating because, especially considering the dialogue of with Erica Lee yesterday, dialogue, use that term loosely. Considering the video I did about the videos being watched, and considering again the unwillingness to interact with me by institutional church leadership, my own family, and extended family. And the line, the United States has to be pressured into doing what is right. Well, it seems just more encouragement that I got to keep pushing up the pressure on people like Chris Bitterman to call him out as a fraud, on people like Jim Gross to call him out as a fraud, and my own family to call him out as unloving. And all of them just simply following Christ in name only, but not in deed. But then again, that fundamental thing, there's grace, because all the people I'm talking about are foul, including me. And there's grace. And I'm going to pursue reconciliation, because I know the grace that the Lord has shown me. And I hope that the Lord shows that kind of grace to my family, extended family, institutional church leadership. And calling them out on acting unlovingly, acting in disobedience to the Lord, seems only appropriate. That's what I'm seeing in the scripture. And if I'm wrong, you want to correct me from Scripture? Give it a try. I'm waiting for The people who have shown me love are the people who have loved me enough to correct me from Scripture. Dorothy Jane, I love you and I want you back.